Okay, so we're holding in the Rambam in it's a mutaf peites on the sheets. Al iske Mashiach shigei lechem dvar mishmi. So you heard something about a Mashiach that I was against. Lo kachay ma'isi, you got it wrong. Well, loy b'mizachay b'isfahan, it was not in Persia in the east. Al b'teiman amad ish ledavazek mashtayim v'esim shana. There was a person in Yemen. 22 years, I don't know if 22 years ago it was. But Amay said, shliach miyasha derech melech HaMashiach. He's a shliach to pave the way for Mashiach. Vom lemi tom shem Mashiach shem eretz teiman. That Mashiach is in Yemen. V'niskapsu anoshim har b'yehudim v'arviyim. And many Jews and Arabs gathered around him. V'yem esevi b'harim. And he would go around the mountains, talking, preaching, etc. Our brother in Taman wrote me a big letter. They explained to me what he does, his anhogas, and all the chidushim that he was mechadesh in tefillas. And they said they saw miracles. And they asked me, Vivanti Mikola Dvarim Shaoise Ho Isha Oni Chasadas. And I understood from what they told me that this poor person was not all there. Yire Shemayim Hoya, he was God fearing, Avul Ein Chachma by Klal, but no, absolute no Chachma. Bekol Shemesh Osh and Yeral Yodai, Shekim Chasab. And anything that they said over miracles was nonsense, didn't happen. Upacharetel Yehudim Shom. I was very scared of the Jews over there, that there would be backlash and pogroms. And I wrote them three kundresim about Mashiach and what are the simonim. And I told him to warn this person because I was scared that he would get killed and that he would destroy many kehillas. Bottom line. A year later, the king caught him. Ubaruch Hu called Nilvam Elov, and everybody scattered. But Amalei Melech Mina Arvim Shetofsay, and the king, who was an Arab, told him, "Maza Sisa, what's this thing that the movement?" Amalei, he said, "Emes Sisa, yes, I made this movement." But Vashem Sisa, Hashem told me to do it. Amalei Ma Moifes Shalcha, give me a miracle. Amalei, he told him, "Tachtech Roishi Vani Echya, cut my head off, and I'll remain alive." Yet Amal, the king said, "Ein lecha ois gadol mizeh." That's definitely the biggest miracle. Uvada aniv chalom amin ve'eda k'shachav asenu. And when I take your head off and I see you're still living, I'm going to renounce my Islam. Miyad harogel oisani, took off the guy's head, and that was the end of it. Tei misase kapar lo lecha Yisrael. V'nen shayudim barim akar mizmamen, and there was a stiff fine levied against all the Jews. Vad ato yeshom chaser das. There still are some crazy people there. Yom would they say ato yichiv yamoid? He's going to come alive and you know re-come again. Kachoy advarim. That's what happened. Vim shmatim shigiyak sevil pas. Shemayisam shoshach netemot kubigal pas. If you heard that I wrote a letter to Morocco instead, it's probably it's somebody must have copied it, but the letter was written originally to Taman. That all the questions that you're asking, kulam srigi ilanechem, vanitzavalechem bedaiti. So he said, all the things is about Mashiach. Let me tell you, Gudu Ilonu, the Katsitsa and Foyi, Atara Afya Badar Imbe. Cut the tree off, scatter the branches. In other words, it's absolute rubbish. Get rid of all of it. Vinitubim kom etzadas tovira. The Ichlu Tuva Pirio, the Shuch Dechem Kugam Etzachayim. Instead of that, why don't you get yourself an Etzadas and understand something? And so on. And then he writes on the bottom, Al Yashimuni, Rabbi Sakoitzat Varm, don't be upset that I wrote such a short letter, Shaksav Mechir Shaf the Shaitoi. Vanitor Habim Raviske Homos. I'm very busy with what the Egyptians keep me busy with is medicine. Hashem Yedea Luli Arav Pinchas, Sholach Shliach Vivti Bad Boisha, Zosmi Panachek Safta, Meshav Atta, Shane the Plan. And if the Shliach wouldn't have sat and bothered me to write it, I would never have gotten back to you because I have no time. But who's that in the Kafskus for Shalim Achiv Rev Rabbi Sayyib Yagda? Okay. This next letter is a letter they sent to Chachmi Luniel. Chachmi Luniel lived, they were in Provence, in South France. They had letters with the Rambam, questions and so on. And the Rambam was extremely happy with the letters. He felt they were big time Chachamim. He felt some of the questions were really good questions. And you know, and he was very, very receptive. This is Rabbi Yonason Miluniel on page Tuf Tzadik Tes. The Rambam goes with a lot of flourish. I'm not going to go through all of it because the Rambam's language is extremely full of mizeba me'edem chanzigod mi'batzah zehod mavusha and on very, very a lot of flourish in his titles. He's writing it Rabbi Yonason Akoy Miluniel. Then he says, "Omnam katim amashem tikro," and so on. It's very, very positive titles. And then he says, "When your letter came to him, looking on page tuf kuf 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 tuf kuf," he says, "Vikashanish magilu nyanav nakrisis matzuna." When I opened up the letter and saw what's in it, "Vayar moishav ayonas mipanav." Moshe got frightened, meaning himself. And he found with this letter an igeres, a chol chemdos igeres, an unusual letter attached, which has so much chachm in it. And these chachmas were kashas. This is the igeres that you ask strong questions and shilas that I didn't know. And Moshe said, Moshe, son of Eres Amara Zois, I'm going to see, let's take a look and see how, you know, what about the questions? He said, and when I saw how strong these questions are, Moshe said, Ze koila nois givura. This is very powerful. And I wanted to go into the room and I want to be persuaded and think about these questions. So I tried to set myself aside and to write answers, and I couldn't. When I realized I'm helpless against these questions, he's writing in a third person. And then Moshe told Hashem, "You said yedaticho b'shem, v'gamatzasichem b'einai." No, you had endowed me with the ability to make a ram and so forth. And you see that in my old age, I was defeated. So he says, because he feels that it's a he said this flowery language that I wrote until now, I don't particularly like, but I know that people living in Sfarad, which Provence was sort of the northern edge of Sfarad, they like it. So I use this type of language and expression because I knew that this is the appropriate way. Now he's going to speak, he's going to leave his poetry and get to prose. Mo de'ani Moshe Elecha Harav HaKoyen Rabbi Yonason. I, Moshe, want to inform you that when I got your letter with the questions, I had tremendous simcha. And I said, Baruch Hashem, L'shem Zechor Goyal. Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael still has somebody chashev. V'yadati she'yigodvar l'misha'yidah n'yam v'yamatzbeneyam v'yisetekaroi. And I recognize that at least my work reached somebody who understands. But Martin, this is something that should give you great succor. The questions he asked are good questions. Al tirak itcha ani. And I would have answered today, or I did answer, or on all your questions. Now he says, but it took many years. So he said, you know, as far as the questions go, and the chshivas and everything, I should have, would have answered immediately. And why it took so long, because I was sick and had a lot of turmoil in my life. For a year I was sick, and that was when his brother died. He whatever it is, he had some sort of illness, and he was incapacitated. We saw that before. And now, even though I've gotten over that illness, I'm still a chayla shema sakana. Most of the day, I'm sitting on my bed. And the goyim are constantly nagging me about medicine. They've exhausted me. They haven't left me a moment, day or night. What can I do? I became famous, and I just can't handle it. I'm no longer young. I'm weaker, shortness of breath, my speech is heavy, my hands shake. Even to write a small letter, I'm lazy. So don't be annoyed with me that I'm dictating these letters. I just don't have the time to write. Because of my exhaustion, because of all of those who are constantly bothering me. But take a look. You know, he gets a letter from somebody that he feels as very powerful kashas in what he wrote. And he says he's so happy that Kal Yisrael has Gedolim. And, you know, it's not something that, you know, somebody that he can correspond with, who is chacham and a real Yodea Sefer, gives him great chachma, even though he's sort of, some of these questions he feels quarter of a mistake. It's not the answers, we'll see. I want to tell you, even though I was, in other words, my life has been focused on Torah, it is my love of life and so on, that I have been bound with love to it from my youth onwards. I have added mistresses. He's speaking about chachmas, philosophy. I only took them to staff the kitchen, to make cooks and so on. In other words, to help me in my learning. I also wanted to show everybody how wonderful Torah is. Still, it has taken its toll on me. You know, as the Rambam says, listen, learning for me was always the Aleph. It was always the most important thing. But Tachlis, I was busy with other chachmas also. I don't think I did wrong, the Rambam says, but at the end of the day, I still have less time for learning. I had less time. Fascinating apology of the Rambam. It's incredible. So he says, I'm sorry for the two people who joined now. I have to go someplace. So we start at 7 o'clock. Dan and Yitzchak. Okay. So the Rambam here, I'll just maybe give you Bekitza. The Rambam here is writing a letter to Chachma Luniel. Chachmel and Neil were from Provence, South France, North Spain. They, some of the Gernosim and Lunil, we have a Sfarim, Gernosim and Lunil, wrote the Rambam many questions on his work. The Rambam writes that those questions are fantastic. They really are very strong questions. The Rambam is thrilled that Geisel has a Gedolim like that. The Rambam says he is really worn out. It's hard for him to answer so many letters, and that's why it took so long. He says, listen, I spent the core of my life is learning, but I also learned other things, so it's taking its time. I spent 10 years making the Rambam. And it's only big people like you that begin to understand the scope of this work. I had to gather Gemaras from all over. The Karasei Sam Echad Meir Shnayim Yeshpacha. And I had to gather a halacha from there. Ushkias miyavet. There's always possibility of error. Vashikhu mitzui bakol, and a person forgets. The kol shekem v'skeinu. Mipnei kol eila sibois roi lechapis bedvar v'livdok achrei. And that's why it's very important not to just take what I wrote for granted, but to check it out. Val yoyma hakoyer b'chiburi ki meha adam treva achai melech. A person shouldn't say, well, if the Rambam wrote like that, who am I? I've allowed him. The king asked that you come in. In other words, I want to tell you, I don't trust myself. I trust when other people feel free to critique me, that then I'll know I got to the emes. You've done me a great good. Anyone who checks it and gets back to me with the mistake I made is doing me a favor. So that no mirshals left over. What I intended with this sefer was to clear the way for people, in order to learn halachas and know it. Because going through the sugyas is so difficult, and people are so likely to make mistakes, they will, they just give up on the whole thing. I gave them a tool that they can learn with without any problems. So this is real anava. In other words, he's writing to them that as an oyev chachma, I welcome criticism, and if the people who are criticizing are talmid chachamim of stature, and the questions they raise are real questions, it means that the corrections, it will correct whatever needs correction in my work, and it'll come out right. My tachlis is not that I become famous, it's that this work become a basis for halacha, which was very underutilized in those days. Then he goes through answering. So some of them he answers straightforward halacha. The first one is about klaf and so on, and then he writes why people make a mistake about it, because, it's a shakta bataria in halacha. We'll leave that alone. Gimel, and this is page Tuf Kuf Hei. Hatshuva zuvade emes kidivrechem. You're right. Ubeika hatakosi lanuscha shalita isi. And I made a mistake when I wrote it. In other words, I'm not a mistake in thinking halacha, but I copied my notes into halacha wrong. This is how you should be misakin the nusach and write. That if you will find chutim that are just cut off, it's pasuk, it's pasul for tzitzis. We assume, we don't say it has. Mashenken, if you found the shizurin, it's ksheira. So that is the answer to that. The next one, he says, Zua Shaila Bevadai. So Dalid is a Shaila in Hilchis Nedarim about what's the difference between the Nedarim that the Av is Mefer to the Nedarim the Baal is Mefer. The Sefri Mamidba says that they're the same and so on. So Rambam says, Zua Shaila Bevadai Relishas Kol Chacham. You really should have asked it. It's a good question. That is a very good question. I spent time coming to my conclusion, and I'll tell you what it is. He says, "Vadova yadua shel divrei oisa hekesh versus Sifri in av meifin nasha bal meifin." The Sifri's girsa, the Sifri's hekesh, is that an av can only be made for those that endure. Avokoshi dava zayom rabim. I had a big problem. V'marti shavaret v'melav shem levaret. It must go only like Reb Shimon, who holds stam Sifri Reb Shimon. V'lohoyed v'melav alocha l'avashasi gemar minei. So the Rambam has a very interesting approach. It's an approach that the Chaznish used also. Chaznish would sometimes rebut the following scenario. Somebody says somebody makes a brilliant shtickle Torah, and a chiddush lahalacha. Now, if this chiddush is a rare case, an unusual case, a tzirah v'timtzus, okay. But sometimes a person comes up with a halacha that is common. In other words, the halacha that the person has is a halacha that should be in Shoharach. If what he's saying is true, there's no reason why it shouldn't be mentioned first in Shoharach. It's a very common thing and so on. And the Chaznish has a very cute lashon. He says, V'chachameinu zal v'tuv libam, our chachamim in their good-heartedness, they would not have withheld food from us. In other words, if this is a real halacha and it's some that spites nature necessary, why would they not have told us about it? So Ram says also, it's a limud in the Sifri, but it's a very fundamental halacha, which type of nedarim can a father be made for? The Sifri says only those of Baal can be made for, which means in the nefesh and beinah lebeinah. So he said, why doesn't the Bavli mention it anywhere in that one place? The only one, not the Bavli, not the Yerushalmi, the only one who mentions it is the Sifri. It must be by its absence that they argued, and the Sifri is Reb Shimon. That's how he got to this halacha. It's a very interesting type of approach. I mean, it's a very reasonable approach, but it's interesting. Then he says, the next one was a shayla about Malkus and Isuribia, which is Kenegadig Mark Subis. Zoyat shayla v'akushe v'are rui la'ayin b'harbe. It's a very good question. V'chomig doylim kochem heim shikshlem davazen. And you're the type of people that we ask this. U'bisha shechibarti ha'chibo amarati v'davaze kama yamin. I spent a lot of days thinking about it. And my first version, which I thought first, but I didn't write it down. So again, he used the same approach over there, that even though he had a very kasha and a very good raya from the Mishnah, it doesn't have, there's no Gemara like that, and the Mela, you know, since the Gemara seems fakert, then I left it, and I passed in kifi what the Stam of the Gemara is. The next one is in Hilchos Shabbos, and he says, don't make yourself so humble before me. You know, it maybe you're not like my rebbeim, but your colleagues, because alufi miyador. Because she says like so, I say those questions are really good questions. Gamar sheshiva shebe bavels al tofs al piskezu sheyam chibur. The Rosh Hashivas in Bavel also asked on this. Im dvarim kalim shochilachem sheistapuachem. They also they asked questions on my psak. But the question they asked was silly. This was the going back to Machlokas, but you asked the question that we should be asked. The Kachirolin writes the answers. I don't know what that is. Okay. The next one is in Hilchos Niski Momin about. So he brings here that the if a Shema Behema watched it, a Shmir Meula, their part in the Bailam is Chayiv. And the question is, why would the Bailam be Chayiv? if I gave the animal to Hashem to watch it, and Hashem watched it, okay, why in the world would the Baal be chayav? So he answers the Ram, Gam zutos, it's a mistake. In other words, it's a printer's mistake. Ve'ein alamatikim tluna. It's not, I don't blame the one who rewrote it, or don't blame it on me. In the first round of writing it up, there were things that came out not right. In other words, I wrote on notes on the side correcting things, and whoever copied over copied it wrong. And this, by the way, is one of the most common issues in Kisvei Yadis. You'll have a Ksav Yad. Somebody wrote something on the side. Not clear if it's a girsa that A, he realized he skipped a word. Two, he thinks a word belongs there. Three, he disagrees with the person. Four, he's suggesting something. And therefore, he said, I'd written in, and they put it in the wrong place. And I added a few more words that wasn't there in the first version. They instead of a Bailam Chayovin in the second case, they put in the first case. It's not your problem, it's the pen's problem. So the problem was in the copying it. I once found, it was very, very interesting. I put out many years ago, 30 years ago or so, I put out together with a friend of mine, the Balamor wrote a sefer on Shechit and Treifus. It's in the Sefer Zikaron for Vutna. So we had two versions of the Ksav Yad, two, three maybe. One of them had, the Balamor asks on himself a question from a sefer that was written later, which is, you know, we do believe they all had Ruach HaKodesh, but such an open display of Ruach HaKodesh is kind of unusual that a sefer should write from something later. And it's a Pella, how in the world? Now, the answer is as follows. There was the original Ksav Yad, which obviously did not have it. Whoever owned the Ksav Yad 100 years later wrote in this point, you know, shtelling to something. The next person who owned the Ksav Yad and wanted to make a copy of it thought that this question, this ha'ara, was it was something left out. It wasn't a note that the person had written, but it was left. So he just included it. He had no idea what he was doing, just included it into the Baal HaMor. And you're looking at the Baal HaMor and you say to yourself, how could the Baal HaMor ask him a sefer that was after he was around? Okay, finally, one more. The last one, he asked something about Hezekiah. And he says, Shaila Zulay Roy Lashon Gal Kamas Neshalsa. This question, he feels they didn't. That wasn't lefich voidem. Chel Shaila Chub Ben Hezek Riyash as a Gadol Vadech Adam Shem Oishal Socha Ben Hezek Riyash Yer Kamas Taveiroi Shem Ein Bisha Shal Divah Chasidus Sein. Over there, it's Nogea. Whatever it is, it's Nogea in how in a difference between Hezek Riyah Vegina to Hezek Riyah Vachatza. And he says, you know, it's a simple nafkamina, and it's something that, you know, you should work out yourself and so on. Okay, so we finished this. There are a few more tshuvas. I believe now that I will try to photocopy them. Then we're pretty much done with the tshuvas. Next week, I will not be able to learn. Bez Hashem, in 2 weeks, I hope to be back again. And hopefully we'll finish soon the tshuvas. There may be some tshuvas, and then we'll see later what to do. Okay.
Thank you.
Is your kid still up or is he sleeping already?
He's supposed to be. I don't think he's asleep yet, but he's upstairs.
You could have had him listen to the shin, then he would have fallen asleep, you know, in a. Okay. Let's say that. Take care.
Thank you.